गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देव महेश्वर गुरुरेव परम ब्रह्म तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। चिन्मयं व्यापियत सर्वं त्रैलोक्यं सचराचरं तत्पदं दर्शितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। ॐ शांति शांति शांति। गोस्वामी तुलसीदास जी इन इनवोकिंग द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ हनुमान जी is praying to Hanumanji to remove all the obstacles, difficulties, challenges that come in our lives. And we have seen yesterday that in this Sankat Mochan, the very causes of our sorrows are pointed out and how Hanumanji is the remover of those causes of sorrow. And we can even learn how to remove these sorrows of our life. These eight causes of our sorrows which are pointed out here are actually eight ways to cross over the ocean of samsara, to cross over this ocean of maya. So first, primeval cause of all our difficulties and sorrows, even in our day-to-day life, is the lack of knowledge. Ignorance is the cause. Therefore, many mistakes we make, we say, I didn't know about it, that's why I did it. Is it not? Simple thing also. So, ignorance is the cause. And ignorance, we say, goes with knowledge. Unfortunately, these days we understand gathering information as knowledge. You can listen, you can memorize, you can get a degree. Even when people listen to the discourses, spiritual discourses, they generally pick up only information. That insight that gives you the knowledge comes when there is the attunement with the guru or the teacher. Therefore, Goswami Tulsidas ji says, Devana ani kari binati. When with the right virtues, the divine qualities, we approach a teacher who has devoured the sun, means one who has digested the knowledge itself. Chhadi diyo tavi kasht nivaro. को नहीं जानत है जग में कभी संकट मोचन नाम तिहारो. Now even besides understanding what is required for knowledge, we all say, yeah, this is all required for knowledge, but nobody really develops it, and therefore we remain in ignorance. But these verses are such that when we regularly chant them, when we regularly meditate on them, we develop even those qualities by which we can gain the knowledge and our ignorance is removed. Therefore, ko nahi janat hai jag mein kapi sankat mochan naam tiharo. Everybody wants their problems to end, but we continue to do, and therefore there is a saying, if you continue to do what you are doing, you will continue to get what you were getting. That is going to happen. And people try to find out immediate solutions or escapism from their problem. Or it's like going to a doctor, you pay the fees, doctor will cure you. You can eat whatever you want. Even in spirituality, unfortunately, it has become like that only. I made a guru, now my guru is going to liberate me and I can do whatever I want to do. But if we honestly want to remove the very cause of our suffering, then Devana Ani Kari, such sincere students, when they come to the teacher does not hold anything back but reveals the entire sun. Sun represents the absolute reality, truth, and gives the complete knowledge. And in that knowledge, all our ignorance is destroyed. The second cause of our sorrow is the result of our own actions. Today, sometimes, you know, when people want to write weird things, we use the word karma for action as well as for destiny. So that there will be no misunderstanding that destiny is some God-written fate or some accident or some luck. What is your present destiny today is the result of your own past action. And over lifetimes, we have done those actions in ignorance for which we are bearing fruits today. Yet these results of action which are coming as a result of our own doing in the past. Whether you say past means, don't only blame everything to past life. Yeah? You'll hear people saying, which will be coming to the story, that, you know, I'm such a good man, such a good person, or so-and-so was such a good person. Why did he or she have cancer? What has goodness to do with cancer, you please tell me? He'll be a very good man, but he must be smoking. See how it is? You bear the result of your own action. Now, a good man goes and stays in a polluted place like Delhi. If you not get cancer, what will happen? You tell me. The choice of staying in a polluted place to make money is our choice, isn't it? Yeah. You go to a foreign country to make income and then you say our children have gone, drifted away. Whose fault is that? Is it not? It is our choice, our own action. But whatever actions we did at that time, with the best of intention, it was in ignorance only. And when the results come, then you say, why did this happen to me? But the problem is you have to suffer it. But we don't want to suffer it. And there are lifetimes of results that are there. Not only this life. Lifetimes of result. And wherever you go, that result of action, that karma, like Bali, chases you. There's only one place. Whatever may be your sorrows outside, whatever may be your difficulties, in the inspiration, when you are Rishi Mukha, facing the guru, facing the rishis, you know, in satsang, that they don't affect you. But in satsang, when we have full faith in a guru, then the guru only brings the law to us, the truth to us. Where will we be able to reach out to it? And I joke even, no? That even 10 kilometers, if you have to drive and come from one place to the other, we are not even sincere enough to do that, even though the guru might fly 28,000 kilometers and come to us. They will also say, but can you come little bit closer? So really speaking, as though we go and the guru only brings Ramchandraji to us, is it not? So Hanumanji brought Ramchandraji to Sugriv, and Bhagwan killed Vali. The end of all our karmas is possible only when you discover I am not the doer. Only when the darshan of Atma Ram takes place. And therefore, Tum upakar sugrivahi kina Ram milai Rajpad dina. Rajpad, that doesn't mean only one kingdom. But the supreme state of meeting Ramchandraji means what? that all his destiny. Now, Vali also started chasing him because he put a boulder there. No? But he ended Vali only. So how do you end the result of all your actions? Only when you have Ram Darshan. Yeah. When you have the knowledge of the truth. Then only all our karmas come to an end. Karma here means result of actions come to an end. But even in our day-to-day actions, if we had to suffer the result of all our actions, then in the day, knowingly, unknowingly, how many wrong things do we do? How many wrong doing? We think that we are doing right, but finally afterwards you find out it is wrong. For example, you trust your modern science so much. After being cheated, how many times, you please tell me? 10 years ago, stop all dairy products and have soya, or sab so gaye. Soya this, soya that, soya this, tofu this, that. And everything was soya ice cream, soya this, soya that. Now everything you say, non-soya, non-GMO, non this thing. So now what's the latest? Quinoa. Kale. And nowadays you don't have to wait 10 years. Already they're saying that it is bad for you. And some of us are not up with the times, so we still think quinoa is good. So stop eating rice. Eat quinoa. They want to sell olive oil. Stop all your ghee. And now olive oil, everybody is making, market is down. And nobody makes ghee. So come on now, ghee is very good for you. Yeah? Now do you know that how much wrong food you are eating? In the name of health food? When you go to the supermarket, anywhere you see health food, don't go there. It's full of sugar. And now they are saying sugar is bad for you. In fact, fat is good for you. Eat fat. No? You think that you're doing the right thing because you've been told this is right. So when the result of that action comes, you say, why should I be blamed? But you did it. Did you make your research? No. What I'm trying to say is, the result of our actions. There are countless such actions. We may not be doing any evil action. There's difference between good and bad action, and there's difference between right and wrong action. You can do a good action wrongly, and you can do a bad action rightly. A person who pays his tax, you say, religiously, but does not keep his books will still get into trouble. And those who manipulate their books very well and don't pay their taxes, they still get away with it. Then you say these bad people get away with it, the good people have to suffer. But good people can be wrong. There's difference between right and wrong, good and bad. This is something we have to understand. So don't blame God for your sorrow. I'm saying so many things we do wrongly, first and foremost, because we are ignorant of it. We think it is health food and we eat it. We don't trust our authentic, tested knowledge, and that we discard as mythology or old science, and we take up that which has not even been tested over a period of time. What intelligence is that? What I'm trying to say is, we make mistakes so much moment to moment. I'm telling you, still this world, I tell you, everybody criticizes their government, is it not? Which means their governments don't work. Still the country works. I say, if people don't trust in God, come to India. no street laws, no traffic laws, but still the least amount of accident. You leave your children on the street, they're roaming in the street, the car has to take care of them. So who's taking care of us? To understand that, really speaking, if we had to suffer for every wrongdoing of ours, I don't think so we would even be living for a minute. It is only by God's grace that most of our actions are forgiven. Some needs for us to wake up to correct ourselves. Therefore, it is only when the Guru brings us face to face with the truth, the Lord, that all our karmas come to an end. When Bhagwan takes charge of your life. Now, we can't ask God to take charge of our life. But the devotee of the Lord can do that. Yeah? Sugriv would not come to Bhagwan. But Hanumanji brought Bhagwan to Sugriv. Bhagwan does not need to come to Sugriv. But Hanumanji brought Bhagwan to Sugriv. Therefore, Hanuman represents that Guru who brings the Lord to us. Having said that, also, as we go studying this beautiful prayer, you'll realize that it also talks about various different problems of ours. When good is being suppressed by the darkness of evil. And in society also, because of these evil people, how much the good people have to suffer? By Hanumanji's grace, you get the strength to counter against such evil also. Then because of our destiny, and not only destiny, here in the story, the direct meaning is the maximum problems you have in your life is from your relatives only, no? That's why they call relative. It depends on how much money you have. It's related to that. All your problems mainly are relative oriented or not? Even those problems Hanumanji will end it for you. See how, if you see it in so many different ways, as a simple prayer, as simple problems of life, or the higher causes, the spiritual causes of the problems of life. All this is expounded here. Now, we come that when Sugriv and Ramchandra ji met and Bhagwan killed Vali, it was rainy season and Sugriv was told by Bhagwan, you have stayed away from your wife. You go, enjoy your kingdom, but no sooner the rainy season ends, we will send out the monkeys to find Sita. But like any person, no, when we want something, suddenly we will go to temple, the fervor, we make promises also, and Satyanarayan Katha is an example of that. Sadhu. Bhagwan, when I get daughter, I will do the puja. When you get the daughter, when she gets married, I will do the puja. When their daughter, you know, this goes on endlessly. Sugriv also, now that he got his kingdom, he forgot. There also, Hanumanji goes and reminds Sugriv that, listen, Bhagwan did all this for you. You were separate from his wife. He made you meet his wife, your wife. And now he's separated from his wife. You have done nothing about it yet. Sugriv said, typical, our attitude, I think, has been for generations like that. Are ho jayega na? God, in India, I tell you, everything ho jayega na. Sab to Ram Bharose vaise bhi hai. When they get nasal like that, I said, now they are going to drag that job, you know. Kya jaldi hai? They will tell, Swamiji, don't worry. The moment anybody tells me, don't worry, my worry begins. I actually have no worries, but this, I tell them straight away. I said, now you told me, na, don't worry, it'll get on time. I'm worried now. Yeah. Sugriv said, ho jayega na. Sugriv said, Lakshman is coming. Yeah. Then he got frightened because, you know, lato ke bhoot baato se nahi mante. Until unless we get one bang in life, then suddenly, oh, Bhagwan, yes, please, please. Otherwise, you know, oh, I'm an atheist. That's a big fashion nowadays, you know. Be an atheist. The ek lat padegi. Then we'll see. Then Sugriv woke up. Meanwhile, Hanumanji had already got the army together. So when Lakshman came angry that Bhagwan did all this, now you're not ready to do anything for Bhagwan? You've forgotten? Let me teach you a lesson. Hanumanji said, no, already the army is there, no? And the army came, and then, of course, Sugriv got into action and sent the army, and the strongest and the mightiest army he sent towards the south, because they had seen that Ravan was taking some helpless woman and she had thrown a jewelry, and they found the jewelry. So obviously they knew it was Sita's jewelry. And so he went to the south. So the chances that Sita is down in the south was more, so send the most powerful army. And see also, Sugriv made Angad the leader. Angad was the son of Vali. So that the youth get the leadership, confidence, etc. But made sure that along with Angad, he sent the wise Jambavan and the mighty Hanuman. Let the youngster feel that they are doing it. But behind it, he was a very good administrator. He sent it that way. But Angad was leading. And while Angad was leading, all these monkeys were very enthusiastic. And youngsters, no, they think that, hey, all these people, these old people, they don't know what they're doing. We'll change this thing and we'll do that. Full of energy, dynamic and all that. They want to make all the difference. And they start with great enthusiasm. So anytime they saw a Rakshasa in between the journey, hey, that's Ravan. Kill him, kill him, kill him. And when they beat him up and if he fell, they said, it can't be Ravan, obviously. Yeah. In the same way, all of us, when we start any project, including your marriage, you start with such honeymoon and enthusiasm. Then afterwards, our energy, our enthusiasm, everything seems to fizzle down. Inspiration also fizzles down. Love also fizzles down. So here, when along with Angad they have gone in the search of Sita, what happens there? Now, Goswami Tulsidas ji prays to Hanuman and says, what you did not do for the monkeys also? And he says,
अंगद के संग लेन गए सिय खोज कपीस यह बन उचारो अंगद के संग लेन गए सिय खोज कपीस यह बन उचारो जीवत ना बची हो हम सोजू बिना सुधि लाए यहाँ पग उधारो जीवत ना बची हो हम सोजू बिना सुधि लाए यहाँ पग उधारो हेरी थके तट सिंधु तब तब लाय सिया सुधि प्राण उबारो को नहीं जानत है जग में कपि संकट मोचन नाम तिहारो संकट मोचन नाम तिहारो
अंगद के संग लेन गए सिया सो अलोंग विथ अंगद ऑल द मंकीज वेंट टू फाइंड सीता जी. But khoj kapis yaha baina ucharo. And searching khoj, when they searched for Sita, and they could not find Sita, they started lamenting. Yaha baina ucharo. They started crying. Baina ucharo. Now, when they started with such enthusiasm, they went forward, but halfway, as always, hunger, thirst. And all this time, Hanumanji was behind. Never in the forefront. Let Angad lead. Everybody enthusiastic. Hanumanji behind. Humble. Absolutely behind. And whenever they had a problem, like they're hungry, thirsty, finally they came across. And can you imagine, they're moving southwards. You come towards Tamil Nadu. You come towards, it's hot. It's almost scorching hot. Desert. They did not know where to find food, water. They were hungry, thirsty. Finally, they come across a cave from where the animals seem to come wet and the belly seem to be full. But it appears to be a cave. So is this some delusory trap? Nobody was courageous enough to go into the cave. And that time they turned all towards Hanumanji. Hanumanji, please find out for us, know whether there is food inside or not. And when Hanumanji went inside and took them inside, they were surprised. There lived a yogini called Swayam Prabha. And if you have been to Gurong Gurong in Tanzania, then you will understand that how in this cave there are these craters which are paradise, you know. There was a paradise inside. The monkeys ate, drank, and afterwards when they came and sat in front of Swayam Prabha, they said that we are searching for Sita, we don't know where to go. So she said, Sita is peace, close your eyes. They closed their eyes. With her yogic power, she transferred them all to, now teleportation, you might still think of imagining in Star Trek. In India, it was possible. She transported them all the way to the shores of Bharat. In short, in life also, whenever we start any great project, first we have to put in our effort, and after some time we lose the spirit. These people, they will not donate anything. You know, what is the use? You know, it happens. You lose the enthusiasm because you don't see it going anywhere. But if you continue, then comes suddenly some grace where there is a quantum leap. Suddenly everything just happens. And then there's just the last lap where again you can get the glory of your achievement. But same way, the monkeys reached the shores of the ocean and they started lamenting. Khoj kapis yah ben ucharo, jeevat na bachi hao hum soju, bina sudhi lae iha pagdharo. They started crying. What? There's an ocean in front of us. If we go swimming in the ocean, then we are going to die. Because the wild sharks, everything are there. We are going to die. If we go back, Sugriva had threatened that if you all come back without finding Sita, I'll kill you. You know, there's an expression. Yeah? Parents also say sometimes, if I come back and you've not done your homework, I'm going to kill you. Doesn't mean that they're really going to kill. But the children do get frightened. And Angad to thought, anyway, uncle is going to kill me because he doesn't want me any case. Yeah? It's that Ramchandraji's protection is there on Angad. That's why Sugriv is not. Now he'll have excuse to kill me. So they sat there. They said, if we swim and die, we go back also, we die. What's the point? Let us die here only without trying. Isn't it life like that only? If we do also, we are going to fail. If we fail also, we are going to suffer. So might as well do nothing. So they sat there and said, it's better we die here only. Now the story goes that there was a vulture called Sarpati whose wings were burnt, so couldn't fly. And that story is very interesting, that Sarpati started saying, ho, this is very nice. If all these monkeys are going to die here, I have got eternal food. And that also on the beach means they will be nicely marinated by salt. Like, you know, dry fish, you can eat them continuously. They are not going to get spoiled. Now, funny thing is, somebody says, I want to die, but you tell them to die. They say, why you won't tell me to die? Have you also seen? in any organization, somebody says, you know, let me go. I'm old now. I want to retire. And you actually take their retirement, this thing. Suddenly they say, you want me to go? It happens like that. I'm not joking. There was one day I got a frantic call from this lady who was attending my talks. And she used to tell me that, you know, my husband is not interested. Swamiji, I know it's so difficult for us to come in the evening, take morning classes. So I used to take morning classes for, midday classes for all the ladies. So one day she frantically called me up. She says, please, please, Swamiji, please come to my house right now. So I said, why? What happened? She said, my husband is committing suicide. I said, what happened? She says, the stock markets have crashed. All his money was in that. I mean, it's okay, it's crashed, but he wants to commit suicide. What will happen to all of us? Please, Swamiji, I don't have anyone to turn to. You just come. So I went there. Moment I entered inside, the depressed man is sitting there. And he says, I know my wife has called you. Why have you come here? She said, why have you come here? Don't give me any lecture about life. So I just told him, no, I've just come here. She told me that you want to die. I just want to come and find out, how do you want to die? To start some conversation, there must be some common meeting ground, right? For discussion. So I said, how do you want to die? So he looks at me. I said, see, if you jump from your penthouse 35 floors high, you know, chances are you'll die. But if you don't die and your bones break and then, you know, you don't have a couple of limbs from 35 floors, if you fall, you're definitely going to lose some limbs. Can you imagine living a life with no limbs? It won't be a fracture. It will be an amputation. The better way is, please, anybody don't get ideas, but yeah, best way is, no, like the Hindi film heroines, slit it. But unlike the director who does not know and she pours it in a cold fountain, you put it in hot water, then only the blood will not clot. No? However, suppose the blood drains off from your brain before your heart. You won't die. You'll have a stroke. Then can you imagine you live like a paralytic person? Maybe do it that Indian in-law style. Pour kerosene. Burn it. But there also, if your wife comes and throws water on you, you'll be the Phantom of the Opera. Yeah? By the way, I know a chemist who can give potassium cyanide? You just put it in your mouth. And I had to use dramatic expression. Even before you say sigh, khalas. He looked at me, you're a swami or what? I said, I'm just a facilitator. That's it. You want to die? I'm here to fulfill your wishes. I am not going to kill you, but you want to die, you can tell you. This is a suggestion for you. Only for your good, because I don't want you to suffer. Mine is only Sankat Mochan's work. Yeah? So he said, I don't want to die, I want to live. I said, now let's get to the point, because that's my expertise, really. To die is not my expertise. That I was just doing it for you, research. Yeah? This is now my expertise. Now let's talk about living. So funny thing is, now what I told him, I'll tell you some other time. But, and how I got him motivated and he made his millions finally, again. But honestly, he was wasting his life. These monkeys say, we want to die. Sarpadi said, that's very good. Then they said, immediately Angad said, once there was this Jatayu, who gave up his life for Ramchandraji and Sita, and here's another vulture who wants to kill us and eat us. Because he got frightened that this Jatayu will, Sarpati will eat her. Anyway, Sarpati heard the word Jatayu. He said, Jatayu is my brother. We both also tried to fly high, but his wings started burning. He was wise, went to give up. I was show off. I went off. My wings got burned. Then Chandrama Rishi saved me. And he had told me that you remain here till Ramdutas come here. Give them the message that Sita is on the other side and how to get there. And your wings will come back again. Now, we don't trust anyone until unless we see some miracle, is it not? This I said yesterday, na? Bina chamatkar, koi namaskar nahi. Yeah. They want some magic. Here his wings came back. He says, now look, what I'm telling you is true. Can you see? My wings are back, and they saw the wings come back. And he says, Are you do a little of Ramchandra ji's work. Yeah. A sinner like me, he said, has got my wings. You have come here to do Ramchandra ji's work. Why are you afraid? He says, one who is balwan, who is strong, one who will cross over the ocean, is dhairyavan, who is patient, and who is shraddhavan, who has the faith, will cross over the ocean and will find Sita. He's already given the instruction what you require to go. But everyone sat there because they had come with Angad. Angad ke sang lena guys. So all monkeys started saying, one monkey said, I can jump but only 2 meters. They laughed at that little monkey. His enthusiasm was good. Somebody said 100 meters. Somebody said 1 mile. Somebody said 2 miles. It is 800 miles they had to cross to Lanka. Continental shifts had not still taken place. Lanka was not as close as it was. It is now. Some believe it was Australia actually. It's a belief. And Ram Setu is not that Adam's Bridge. It is Indonesia. That's why monkeys and Ramayana is there. There are some people who say like that. And we know that Australia detached from the same. And if you see the Aborigines even there, Tamilians will be very proud. Their language is also like them only. So very interesting it is, this whole thing. Somebody said something, but whatever it is, that these monkeys started seeing this, but each monkey is measuring. Finally, Angad says, I can go across 800 miles, but I'm not sure if I can come back. He didn't have the confidence. And you know you are old. When like Jambavan, you go and say, Are you nowadays youngsters, you don't even have this much energy. In our days, and he tells, when I was young, Bhagwan took Virat Avatar after Vaman Avatar. No, and I went around the universe 3 times. And you young monkeys, you can't go. Jump. 800 miles. Achha, uncle, why don't you do it now? Finally, while all of them were measuring their own strength, Hanumanji was silent. Hanumanji remains silent. Jambavan goes up to him and reminds him what is his purpose of life. And I tell you, if in your life you find your purpose, then only you can set inspiring goals for yourself. There are many courses that talk about have smart goals, this goals, that goals. If you read Bhagavad Gita, you read the Ramayana, and these things are missed by people because we just take them, okay, yeah, Hanumanji is going to save me and all that. But we don't realize that what great secrets are pointed out there. When we designed our Make It Happen course from the teachings of Vedanta, especially how it's taught by Gurudev. And if you know your purpose, and for that purpose, you set your goals. And with such an inspiring goal, when you work, nothing can stop you. While they were measuring their own strength, and here is where the secret of this verse is revealed. Angad ke sanga lena gaye siya. Sita ji represents not only material wealth, Lakshmi, and therefore also success. Sita also represents the spiritual peace. All three. Success, wealth, peace. But we go to gain that, whether we want wealth, whether we want success in any field that we are working in, or we want the spiritual peace through spiritual knowledge, meditation. One of the biggest obstacle is Angad ke sanga lena gaye. In Viveka Chudamani, Shankaracharya has pointed out beautifully that those who cling on to this physical body, anga, and even hope for success in this world. Yeah? Comforts matter. Sleep matters. No? All that matter. Even in this world, they cannot achieve anything more. But one who is attached to the body and wants to cross over the ocean of samsara to attain that nirvana, enlightenment, etc., then he's trying to swim holding on to a shark. And shark is always hungry. Yeah? What will these army people go and fight when in fighting also they want to carry with themselves, you know, have you seen the big packs that they carry in themselves? They're not weapons. It's their bedding. It's their shaving kit. It's their coke. That's why from those tribals, they could not win in Vietnam also, no? Angad ke sanga lena gaye siya. If we are so attached to the body and the comforts of the body, etc., even in this world, we cannot achieve anything great. Therefore, no? Every weekend is weekend. Gurudev used to joke, weekend means weekend. So Sunday no work, Saturday no work, now Friday half day also no work, and if you give them Friday off, then Thursday also no work. Monday blues. Angad ke sanga, this is what is said. Our body has its limitations. But when you have to do great work in life, you have to rise above your body attachment. And it's not that you don't do. You all mothers are an example of it. How much work do you do? At that moment, you can't think about your body. You're only thinking about your children. Are you not doing it? But that mother who's only interested in her. Morning pedicure, evening hairdressing, you know this thing. Oh, I can't get pregnant because my beauty will be gone. She can never become a mother. Can she? Can she enjoy the bliss of having children? That's why Angad ke sanga lena gaye. See the significance behind it. But when Jambavan goes to Hanumanji, be like Hanuman. No? And when he goes and reminds him, Kahare chesa sunu hanumana, ka chupasadi rahau balavana, pavana tanaya bala pavana samana, buddhi bibeka bigyana nidhana, kavana sokaj kathin jagamai, jodahi hoi tat tum pai, ram kaj lagitava avatara, sunatahi bayahu parvat akara. He goes and reminds Hanuman. Jamvan reminds him that Kachup Sadi Rahu Balavana. You are in a board of strength, Atulita Baladama. Why are you quiet? You are the son of Pavan Devata, and your strength is like Pavan Samana. You've got Buddhi, Vivek, Vijnana. Reminds him of all the potential that he has. Whenever I speak to young adults and have these camps, etc., and one of them have come out as their potential to performance series. When you get it at the bookstall, we have the potential, but we have to be reminded and given the confidence to express our potential. And how to bring that out? He goes and reminds him. So is there no work that you cannot do? Even till then, Hanumanji is quiet. Jamvan is making Hanumanji recognize his potential. And whatever you might think, your potential you think is limited only. When everybody was measuring their strength, Hanumanji was quiet. I have no strength of my own. Yeah? But when he said to him, Ram kaj lagi tava avatara, the very purpose of your birth is to do Ramchandraji's work. He said these magical words and Hanumanji immediately bayau parvat akara. And Hanumanji immediately said, I will go, I will kill that Ravan and I'll bring Sita back. And Jamvan says, wait. Do only as much as you're supposed to do. Enthusiasm of a youngster is good, but get advice from the adults as to how much you should do. He said, that is Ramchandraji's privilege. You just bring the news of Sita. And Hanumanji jumped across the ocean. At this point, we must cheer him, isn't it? Bolo Pavanasutta Hanuman ki! At least, you are the only people who first time say Jai with them. Other they'll say Jai. Very good, thank you. So Hanumanji goes across the ocean. While all of them have lost hope, they don't even know Hanumanji is going to come back. And almost given up their life. Heri thake, defeated and tired. Sindhu tat sabhej, all of them sitting at the Sindhu, at the ocean. Tabalaya siyasudhi prana ubaro. Hanumanji not only went and found Sitaji, but brought her message. And in Valmiki Ramayana, so beautifully pointed out the choice of words of Hanumanji. Remember, all the monkeys have almost given up hope. And in life also, when does depression come in? Not any sorrow creates depression. When a person loses hope even of gaining something, some happiness, the person goes into depression. And depression is like death only. They having lost all, almost lost their life, when Hanumanji returns back, can you imagine when you see someone coming back, the news can be that Sitaji is dead, Sitaji is not there. From a distance, the moment they see him coming, just like, you know, in Atlanta, the planes land, no? He was looking and then suddenly you see one light there. They saw Hanumanji coming and immediately he does not say, if he says Sita, it could mean Sita not seen. He just says Drishtva. Seen. Seen obviously know what, no? First word he doesn't say Sita, he says Drishtva. Has been seen. And immediately, Siyasudhi prana ubaro ko nahi janate hai jagame kapi sankatamochana namatiharo. So even from depression, Hanumanji can remove you. From our day-to-day language, depression. Where there is no hope and we are hopeless, He can bring hope and revive us. Now when Hanumanji goes to Lanka, so not only the Devatas, not only Sugriv, not only the monkeys, the whole army of monkeys, Hanumanji removed their problems, but of none other than Sita. And for a lover, there is no greater pain, suffering than separation from one's beloved. No? If anyone has gone through that, they know what that suffering is. No? Even that suffering, Hanumanji can remove and says, just sing it once. Everybody can now sing with you.
Ravana trasadai siya ko sab rakshasi so kahi so kani varo tahi samay Hanuman Mahaprabhu jaya Maharajani char maro चाहत सिय अशोक सो आगिसु दे प्रभु मुद्रिका शोक निवारो को नहीं जानत है जग में कपि संकट मोचन नाम तिहारो संकट मोचन नाम तिहारो
तो रावण त्रास दई सिय को सब राक्षसी सो कही शोक निवारो. This story is about when Sitaji is in Lanka. You know how Sitaji was kidnapped? Out of deceit or with deceit? And how Sitaji fell in the trap of Ravan and she was brought to Lanka. And don't say that Ravan was a very decent guy. He had Sita in Lanka and he didn't do anything to her. He could not. A Pativrata Nari, even if such a lusty man saw her, would burn down to ashes. It is only for Ramchandri's work that even she was kidnapped, you know, for the well-being of society. But otherwise, he cannot. Plus, he was cursed also. So he would come and beg Sitaji to get married to him. But Sitaji remained firm. When Hanumanji went searching for Sitaji and finally not finding Sitaji even in the palace of Ravan, and then he thought to himself that will Sitaji, and at a point he mistook Mandodari. And what must be the splendor of that woman Mandodari, who was so faithful to a husband like Ravan. And therefore her name comes along with Sita, Rukmini, you know, Savitri. Because when we do our own duties, it doesn't matter what the other person is. You become a goddess. You become a god. Finally, he thought to himself, that thing is beautiful of Hanumanji. She's not only beautiful, but the splendor that Mandodari, you know, emitted from her, that he mistook her for a second for Sitaji. But he thinks before he leaps. And so that he doesn't get exposed, he thinks to himself that this cannot be Sita, because a woman like Sita would not be sleeping in the palace of such a lusty person so comfortably. Then from Vibhishan he finds out that Sitaji is in Ashok Vatika. He goes there. And the condition that he sees Sitaji in is such that from a distance when he sees her, Krishatanu Jata Ikabeni, her body has become lean. Just one single plait she is wearing. Or eyes fixed only to her feet, chanting only the name of Ram. That's all. There also he hides himself and keeps himself on the tree. And early morning, Ravan, dressed with all his crown, etc., comes along with his wives and his army to Sita ji. Hanuman ji is watching all this. He comes to Sita ji and he comes and tells her, and if you have lost vocabulary only nowadays, you all live is honey, darling, now the honey has become hun. But I think from Ravan you can get some good vocabulary. Hey Sumukhi, hey Sulochani, hey Siyani. So many adjectives he uses for her, calling her. Just once look towards me. Just marry me. I will give you the, and nowadays you'll see on WhatsApp and all these things. They're writing this. Arey, it's better to get married to Ravan than to that Ramchandra ji who left Sita. At least Ravan doesn't leave his wife. They've probably not read the Ramayana. He brings his wife Mandodari and tells Sita, you marry me, I'll make Mandodari your servant. They should get married to such. No wonder they get married to such Ravanas only. Ulti khopdi they call them, that's all. And they think they are very intelligent. Ravan tells Sita ji that I will get Mandodari and all to serve you. I'll make you my queen. Now you see, men have this wonky idea that a woman, when she doesn't answer, she means yes. And a Pativrata Nari like Sita ji will not look towards a lusty man also. So she picks up a blade of grass. And as though talks to that blade of grass. One thing reminding him that my husband turned that into a Brahmastra behind Jayant. Secondly, you are not even worth as a blade of grass. And she tells that blade of grass that can a lotus ever bloom without the sun? And that too also for a glowworm. Look at her daring. They say that dharma protects those who follow dharma. In Ravana's kingdom, she calls Ravan a worm. Of course, Hanumanji was listening there and said, yes, this is my mother. Yeah? This is my mother, Sita. By now he knows she is Sita. But he's waiting for Ravan to go away from there. He wants to get down and kill Ravan right away, but dare to talk to her like that. But she tells him off. She calls him a worm. Ravan says that tapasvi, he never used to take Ramchandra's name, that forest dweller, that exiled person, what can he give you? And tells all these things. She said, no, my life is like a blade of grass. He said, I will kill you. She says, good, that sword falls on me and blesses me, because it's worse to live without my beloved than to die. Hanumanji is all ready, but not that any much, you know, persuasion was required. Mandodari just told Ravan, she's a woman. Do you know? International relationships will really go bad. Politically, it's not right. A warrior killing a helpless woman, don't do that. Not that he could kill her. He wanted her. He didn't could not kill her. So he said, all the Rakshasi, trouble her in such a way that 1 month she agrees to get married to me. Otherwise, I will. When she left, Sita ji was weeping and these Rakshasi were trying to trouble her. At that moment, Trijata comes there, believed to be the daughter of Vibhishan. And she comes and tells, all of you Rakshasis, go away. I have seen the dream early in the morning and morning dreams come true. She was quite psychic. Clairvoyant also. Yeah. And that also without tarot cards. She said, I'm telling you, I saw the dream that her husband is coming here. And before that, a monkey has come here. And that monkey has burnt the whole of Lanka. Hanuman just thinking, am I going to do all that? He had no plans at the moment. He didn't even know how. But am I going to do that? That burn the whole of Lanka, and her husband has come with an army here and has the whole of Lanka is destroyed, and I've seen Ravan with his mustache half shaven, beard half shaven, hair half shaven, with all black on his face, and sitting on the backside of a donkey with a garland of slippers going towards the south, which means he's going to die. Defeated. So all of you, so all the Rakshasi went away. Rakshasis went away. Sitaji was weeping away. Oh mother, other than you, I do not have any well-wisher here. She was trying to console Sitaji that I've seen the dream. It'll come true. I'm telling you, your beloved is coming. She says, I do not even know whether he's coming. I do not even know where he knows where I am. I don't want to live like that. You saw how I was insulted. I cannot live like this. Give me some fire by which I can burn myself. Now when somebody is in such a condition, so you have to sometimes leave them to cry. So Trijata said, go, there is no fire. So Hanumanji is very generous. What's not there, he will give. So he said, Acha, there is no fire, then I must give Lanka fire. Now when she went away, Sitaji was lamenting. Chahat siya asok so agisu. And Sitaji cried, crying. She said, in the heavens, there are so many sparks. You know, meteorites fall. But will not one fall on earth and burn me? Hey, Ashoka tree, you're the remover of sorrows. Your flame like flowers. They're red in colors. Can you not drop one spark on me? Hanumanji was listening to this and he said that if I delay further in the sheer sorrow, she is going to die. So, De Prabhu Mudrika Soka Nivaru. At that moment, he dropped the ring and removed the sorrow of Sita. And afterwards, went and Jaya Maharajanichara Maru, which comes first. Then afterwards, he killed many of these Rakshasas. That story also is very interesting, but we don't have time for that. But he gave the Mudrika to Sitaji. Gave the message that your beloved still loves you and he is coming for you. And you will meet your beloved. तो को नहीं जानते हैं जग में कभी संकट मोचन नाम तिहारो. But I tell you, if Gurudev had not taught us the depth of Vedanta, really to understand the depth of these verses, it's just that if you're separated from your beloved Hanumanji, will remove your sorrows. First cause of our sorrow is avidya or ignorance. Second, we pointed out, is karma, the result of our own action. Third is the limitation of our body attachment. Yeah? Avidya, karma, body attachment, and how kama or lust. And in Vivek Chudamani, Shankara and Upanishads also, it's pointed out. Three are the knots of the heart that bind us to samsara. Avidya, kama, karma. Order is changed here. Karma, kama. Now Sitaji's story is what? Sitaji left the palace to be with her beloved Ramchandraji. Ramchandraji itself means ananda or bliss. She has left the palace even though Ramchandraji tells her, you please stay back here, look after your in-laws. She says, and don't think Sitaji was any. And please, please stop ever saying that poor Sita, a victim. She was an example of womanhood. She's the example of Shakti. She was never a victim and she would have never allowed a woman to be a victim. Please don't insult Sitaji when you say that Ramchandra ji sent Sita away and Sita was suffering and a victim. If Ramchandra was doing something wrong, Sitaji would have given, even if it was Ramchandra ji, a kick to him. She's no weakling at all. When they say, no, poor Sita ji, why did Ramchandra ji, Sita ji, this atrocity of men on women. Our women of India were never weaklings. Whether it was Draupadi or whether it was Sita, they stood up for womanhood. That was their strength. If Sita ji thought it was wrong that Ramchandra ji sent her back to the forest, Sita ji would, that Sita ji who went to the forest with Ramchandra ji, would have not taken that nonsense from Ramchandra ji, even if it was Ram. So please don't ever call Sita ji a victim. We are insulting Sita. Forget what insult we throw on Ramchandra ji's. At least don't throw that insult on Sita, for which Sita had to suffer so much because of public only. But one mistake that Sita demonstrate, not that she did, it's a leela. Even Ramchandra ji tells her not to go to the forest only because he doesn't want her to suffer. Husband's duty is to see that his wife doesn't suffer. He doesn't want her to go there, so he gives her a big lecture on duty. And Valmiki Ramayana, whoever gives Sita ji a lecture on duty, very humbly she answers back, "I know my duty." Not like a modern youngster, "Don't lecture me." Whether it was Ramchandra ji also, when he tells that, "See, now you're married, you know, there's difficulty in the forest. I will go fulfill my 14 years and I will come back. But you stay here and you've got duty towards your in-laws." You know what she says? "Listen, my mother taught me my duties. When my husband is in distress, my duty is towards my husband." Then afterwards she says also that, "What duty will I be able to perform you when I know that you are suffering with great difficulties?" But first she tells him, "Don't lecture me about duty. I know my duty very well." Huh? That Sita ji goes to the forest. Not one minute she has complained, because what she has to complain? Now, the only complaint young women have towards their husband is, "They don't have time for me." She got such a great privilege. 13 years was for her only. Imagine if he was a king, how much time would he be spending on her? Right? She was in sheer bliss. 13 years. She had Ram and Lakshman just looking after her, and she with her beloved, she really did not miss anything. Whatever, she didn't even think about the difficulties. But then, after all, woman, no? Anywhere you go, at least you have to do some shopping. Ravan made Marich come as a golden deer. It was not even an ordinary deer. It was a golden deer. No? Limited edition of Prada bag. Handbag. No? Come on. Which woman is not going to fall for that? Now she saw the deer and she started brooding over it. "What if this deer is there in my garden? Everybody will come and admire me it. No? And then, well, even if that deer does not survive, at least then I can make a nice, in modern language, you know, nice, special, unique handbag designed only for the queen of Ayodhya." I don't think women of that time didn't have that. Draupadi took so much pride on the way her hair was dressed up when she was crowned as the queen, that hair only got touched by somebody else. And that's why she kept on saying, "That hair of mine, which was washed with the yajna water, that which when I wore, everybody was just looking at her hairstyle." So I'm just telling you that Sita ji saw one deer and got attracted to it. It is no fault of Sita ji, but Sita ji is demonstrating to us what is pointed out in the Gita, the ladder of fall. Dhyayato vishayan pumsaha sangasteshu pajayate sangat sanjayate kamaha kamat krodho vijayate krodhat bhavati sammoha sammohat smriti vibramaha smriti bramshat buddhinashaha buddhinashat pranashyati. When we constantly brood over any sense object, an attachment towards it is born. When that attachment becomes strong, it does not only lead to desire, but that desire becomes kama or lust. Lust means an obsessive desire to possess something at any cost. To kamat krodho bhi jayate. Krodhat bhavati sammoha. And when lust is not fulfilled, there is anger. And when anger comes, immediately delusion or moha happens. And when moha takes place, smriti vibramaha. Our memory is lost. And because of that, buddhi nasha. Intellect can function, discriminate only with memory. And buddhi nashat pranashyati. You think Valmiki ji went crazy? Taking the... If Ramchandra ji was perfection, Sita ji was beyond perfection. All these great rishis have written. But at this point, what Valmiki ji writes, what happened to Sita, then what to talk about anybody else? Sita ji is only Leela demonstrating. That she started brooding and saying, I want that. Oh my dear, I want that deer. Ramchandra ji tells her, oh my dear, why you want the deer when I am near? Yeah. But Ramchandra ji was wise because, you know, if she wants something, anyone wants something and they don't get it. And really speaking, she has never asked for anything. He first tries to tell her, but then she wants, no, but I want that deer. What is it? For what's so difficult for you to bring a deer? So he goes, but warns Lakshman. You know there are rakshasas around. Surpanakha has already been challenged. So see that you do not move out from the sight of Sitaji. And he went running after the deer. And see how the ladder of fall begins. Ramayana is demonstrating what the Gita teaches us about our life. And everybody thinks mythological story. What to do? Bolte na angrez chale gaye. Aulaad chhod gaye. This is what we have been brainwashed into. What is the mysticism of it? We don't want to know. What is the significance of all our pujas also? Nobody wants to know. These are rituals. Rituals, what rituals? You know, people just don't understand and then they call talking as though they are wise. That's why in Bible also it is said, it's a copy from the Kathopanishad, the blind leading the blind, that's all. No? Because everybody likes being blind because then you can be led. You don't have to make your own decisions. And yet they move around as though they are wise. No? See what happens to Sita. The moment she hears, hey Siya, hey Lakshman. Maharaj was a very good, ventriloquist. See, fear comes in that I've lost that golden deer. I will lose my dear Ram also. Lakshman laughs at that time. When somebody is in distress, you shouldn't laugh. Lakshman laughs. Mother, you saw yesterday single-handedly, even without my help, 14,000 Rakshasas. He killed. Even if it is a Rakshasa, he will kill. Nobody can kill Ramchandra ji. That much you must know about your husband. And there when Sita ji sees that her desire is not going to be fulfilled, not only for the deer that she's losing, Ramchandraji. The language that she uses for, this is called as moha. And that Lakshman who has not seen beyond a toe, that could not recognize her jewelry and says, only I know her toe ring. Who has left his kingdom, she goes to tell him such things. In Valmiki Ramayana, though it is written there in details, Tulsidas ji to just says, marama vachana sita jab bola. And he's not a Tamilian that ka ki 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 ka ho jayega. No? It happens. You know, I come from Tamil Nadu, I know that this one has come from, yeah? When they say in Hindi that ka ki feminine and there, you know? Me jati. Man will also say, me jati. Movies, you must have seen that, no? And not Tulsidas ji that does not know Hindi. He says, marama vachana sita jab bola. He though doesn't describe because it was not dignified for a woman to speak. Lakshman couldn't hear it, so draws one line there. Mother, this is the line of my brahmacharya. Do not cross this, whatever happens. Because he could not hear anymore. Even then he should have not disobeyed Ramchandraji, but he could not hear anymore. And then Ravan comes disguised, and therefore Ravan represents moha or delusion. And moha delusion, if you want to easily understand, it is misapprehension, false expectation. And if you have to really know what our false expectations are, because of which we are suffering, please read Shankaracharya's Bhajagovindam or Guru Tegh Bahadur Sahib's Navamela Shlokas. List of our delusions are there, and we wonder why we suffer. We think that wealth will give us happiness. Wealth can give us comfort, not happiness. Yeah. We think that all our relatives are going to love us. Only as that much as you can produce and give. That's all. Even your own children, sadly enough. But we live in these delusions, struggling all our life. And then afterwards we are depressed, dejected, disappointed. You know, how could this person do this to me? And the most unfaithful is life itself. When it will go away, can anybody tell? And that's why Yudhishthira was asked the question by the Yaksha. What is the greatest wonder in the world? He says the greater wonder is everybody sees everybody, even young people dying, but they think that they will live forever. Yeah. So moha, don't think that, you know, oh, Ravan came disguised as a sannyasi, therefore suspect every sannyasi. Yeah. Namaskar upar se. Suspicion to always there, you know. See, she fell in the clutches of moha. And after that, Sita ji could never, even if she came back public still, not Ramchandra ji, don't say one dhobi. It means public. Still suspected her. Where can you say that? Pranashyati. But what did Sita ji do there is what we have to learn. And that again in the Gita we find one verse before this ladder of fall. Tani sarvani samyamya yukta asita matparaha. Sita ji sat there, did not look left and right for the pleasures of Lanka, knowing very well that what one deer could do to her, one glitter of a deer can do to her in the bling of Lanka. She didn't look left or right. All her senses centered. And it says, Jehi vidhi kapata kuranga sang dhai chale Shri Ram. Only with that one vision, that how my beloved went for my sake to get the deer. And I sent away my Ram, keeping only that vision in her mind, that for that one deer, she lost her Ram, seeing nothing else but Mat Paraha, considering only her Ram to be supreme, she kept away. And as long as she keeps away from sense objects, Moh or Ravan cannot catch her. It's not that Ravan was so decent. He cannot touch her. You can fall from your dharma only because of your desire. Compromises take place because of our desire. We fall short in our effort for our goal also because of our pleasurable desires. Is the world, everything you can see it. Yeah. But when someone sits dedicated to that and that alone, mastering his senses and both in his mind and intellect wanting that and that alone, that's the time the Guru comes, Hanumanji comes, and they pa Prabhu Mudrika Sokanivaru drops the ring, and the ring of Ramchandraji is the name of Ram. And tells Sitaji, you just keep holding on to the name of the Lord and the Lord will come to you. And when we have Sant Darshan in our life, which means the Lord is coming, there's no doubt about it. That assurance that he gave to Sitaji, that is the assurance that Hanumanji gives us. De Prabhu Mudrika Sokanivaru. And Hanumanji only goes and tells to Ramchandraji. Ramchandraji puts the question, and there also people put it, take it wrongly. He says, even in one's dream, my sevak, one who has served me, not just a devotee, can ever suffer, then how is it that Sitaji is suffering? Where did my law go wrong? And Hanumanji's reply is so beautiful. He says a devotee never suffers because of any worldly suffering. But jab tava bhajana simran na hoi. The suffering of the devotee is when they cannot serve you. And that is what Sitaji is suffering about. Yeah? And Sitaji did not complain, because even when Ravan took her, first she says, what did I do wrong to have this type of a degrading, insulting for a woman? What can be more insulting than another man takes her away, And she says, I know. I did Sant Avagya. I insulted Lakshman, who is so saintly. Sitaji didn't blame anybody. Ramchandra had left protection for her. She only drove away the protection. And the guidance that we have from the scriptures, etc., when desire comes in, we just discard all this. And then we say, why did God do this to me? Sitaji didn't blame. She says, Ha Lachman Tumar Nahi Dosa. That, hey Lachman, it's not your fault. I only did something wrong. So, how beautiful these stories point out to us how many mistakes we make in our life because of our delusion. And how to not fall in the clutches of delusion? We are in delusion. But how not to fall in the clutches of Ravan, Sitaji demonstrate, and that is hold on. And Hanumanji tells to Ramchandraji, she says, her life would have left her, but what to do? Your two letters, Ra and Ma, are standing as guards holding on to her life. And therefore, whenever you are in such sorrows, where almost it will take away your life, keep these two guards in front of you, Ra and Ma. That is the Guru's ring to you. Ram, 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 Ram. Yeah? Sorrows cannot touch you. Yeah? I'll give you more examples as we go tomorrow, but we'll conclude on time. So, Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namah Hari Om.